Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You sent us this transcript from a Beers with Engineers session on YouTube. Looks like you're pretty interested in ServiceNow's Cloud Services Catalog, or CSC. So today we'll break down this tool and see what we can uncover for you.
You can think of CSC as like your cloud command center inside ServiceNow.
Yeah.
It's all about making it easier to provision resources in the cloud and keeping an eye on them, and even automating those day-to-day tasks that can really eat up your time.
Yeah, it sounds like from that Beers with Engineers talk, getting started with CSC is surprisingly easy. What stood out to you?
Well, those pre-built templates and that guided setup process, those are a game changer. You don't have to start from scratch. You can be up and running pretty quickly and then just customize as you go.
Okay, now this is where it gets interesting, for me at least. The engineers mentioned stacks. What are those, and why should we care about those?
Well, imagine managing your entire cloud infrastructure, like you're building with Legos. That's what stacks let you do in CSC. They group cloud resources together. So instead of managing like a server and its network and its security rules all individually, you can bundle them as a single unit, a stack.
So that makes it easier to, like, I don't know, deploy them, monitor them, update them, all that stuff all together.
Exactly. And if you need to scale up, you just add another block to your stack.
Okay, so CSC is like a master builder. For your cloud world then, what are some of the biggest benefits that this approach brings?
Well, like I said, streamlined provisioning is a huge one, but it goes beyond that. You get way better visibility into your cloud resources. It helps control costs too. And you can automate a lot of those repetitive tasks. Imagine having this control panel that shows you everything that's going on in your cloud environment and gives you all these levers to adjust things as needed.
That sounds pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm curious about these pre-built templates. The engineers mentioned there's a guided setup that can get you going in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. Assuming you have your prerequisites all set up, like a Terraform server and the right credentials.
Mm.
But yeah, the guided setup is incredibly user-friendly. It walks you through step by step. And before you know it, you're actually provisioning resources in the cloud.
Wow. So about these templates, they mentioned different formats like Terraform, CloudFormation, Azure Resource Manager. Is CSC like locked into a specific way of doing things?
No, not at all. It's pretty flexible. It works with a lot of the tools that I'm sure you're already familiar with. All those templates are examples of infrastructure as code. You see, that's where you define your infrastructure in code so it can be managed and automated. And CSC understands all those different formats so you can bring your own templates to the party.
Nice. So you're not forced to change your whole workflow. What happens if your team, I don't know, updates one of those templates?
Well, that's where this thing called IAC discovery comes in. CSC automatically ingests those updated templates. So say your team tweaks a Terraform template, CSC pulls in those changes seamlessly. Everything just stays in sync automatically.
That's pretty slick. Okay, now for this metadata magic I keep hearing about. How does CSC use metadata to, you know, make life easier?
Imagine you're using CSC to provision a virtual machine in AWS. You need to choose a region, the type of instance, and a subnet. But the available subnets depend on which VPC, which virtual private cloud you've chosen.
Right.
So CSC uses metadata that's embedded in the templates to create these smart filters. So when you pick a VPC, the list of subnets updates automatically to show only the ones that are actually relevant. No more scrolling through endless lists.
Oh, I see. Or like accidentally choosing the wrong subnet. That's happened to me before.
Exactly. It's like CSC knows what you need before you even ask.
That is super helpful. Let's make this more concrete, though. The engineers were talking about provisioning an EC2 instance on AWS. Could you maybe walk us through that using a CSC catalog item?
Sure. Let's say you need a simple EC2 instance for a new project. You'd head to the cloud services user portal. In ServiceNow, you can access it through Browse Cloud Catalog. You'll find these pre-built catalog items, including one specifically for provisioning EC2 instances.
Okay, so I find that EC2 item, and then what?
You'll see a form with all the usual fields, things like the AWS region, the type of instance you need, SSH keys, all that stuff.
All right, but this is where that CSC magic comes in.
Exactly. Remember those intelligent filters. The SSH key list, for example, is automatically filtered to show only the keys that are relevant to the region you chose. It keeps you on the right track, so to speak, and it helps you avoid making mistakes.
So it's kind of like CSC is doing a lot of the heavy lifting for you.
You could say that. It's taking care of the details so you can focus on the bigger picture.
I like that. Now, what if I'm already using my own cloud templates? Like, let's say I have a CloudFormation template that I've been using for a while. Can I bring that into CSE?
Absolutely. CSC is built to work with your existing stuff. If you have a CloudFormation template, you can import it right into CSC and start managing those resources through the platform.
Okay, so that's great for consistency then. What are the steps to bring in an existing template like that?
It's pretty straightforward. In the Cloud Admin portal, you create a new cloud catalog item, and you specify that you're using a CloudFormation template, and then you have options. You can upload the template file directly, or paste in the code, or even import it from a URL.
So it's pretty flexible, a lot of options there.
Right. And here's a cool thing. When you import a template, CSC preserves the revision history.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you can track changes over time. And even if you need to go back to a previous version, it's like a safety net if something goes wrong or if you need to understand how a template's changed over time.
So it's not just bringing in the template. It's like bringing in the entire history of that template.
Right. It's all about adding that extra layer of governance and control to your cloud operations.
Okay, speaking of governance, one of the biggest concerns with the cloud is security, right? How does CSE make sure that those resources are provisioned securely?
That's a really good question. CSE actually has these built-in security features that work with your existing ServiceNow security policies. So for example, you can set up approval workflows that require certain security checks before anything can be provisioned.
Ah, so it's not just a free-for-all, there are safeguards in place.
Exactly. You can also define policies that restrict certain types of resources or enforce certain security configurations. It's all about making sure that things are done the right way, even in the cloud.
It sounds like CSC is really trying to kind of bring order to the cloud, which can sometimes feel like the Wild West.
Right. It's about giving you the tools and the control to manage your cloud environment securely and efficiently.
Now, one of the things that really caught my attention from that Beers with Engineers talk was the idea of integrating CSC with CI/CD pipelines. What exactly does that mean, and why is it so powerful?
Well, CI/CD is all about automating software delivery, right? Integrating CSC into your CI/CD pipeline means that you can actually automate infrastructure provisioning as part of that process. Instead of manually setting up servers and configuring networks every time you have a new release, you can trigger all of that automatically from your pipeline.
So you're building this kind of assembly line for your software and for its infrastructure at the same time.
Exactly. And you still get all the benefits of CSC, the approvals, the policies, the audit trails. It's still controlled and secure. Automation with guardrails, you could say.
I like that. The engineers mentioned a story about someone who set up a basic pipeline integration in like 45 minutes using the API Explorer and the CMP order table. Is that even possible?
It is, and it really speaks to how developer-friendly CSC is, particularly when it comes to integrations. The engineer in that story used API Explorer, a tool within ServiceNow, to figure out how to work with CSC's REST API.
So they were basically sending commands to CSC from their pipeline to kick off that whole provisioning process.
Right. And the CMP order table, actually, it's called Cloud Orchestrations. Now it's basically like a blueprint. It showed them exactly what data needed to be included in the API call. This table stores a copy of every cloud item requested through CSC, including the JSON payload used.
Oh, interesting. So it's like a recipe book for how to talk to CSC through the API. What a time saver. Now, before we dive too deep into the world of CI/CD pipelines, which we'll save for later, what are some things people should watch out for when they're working with CSC? What are some of those gotchas or things to be aware of?
One thing to keep in mind is that CSC still relies heavily on the Cloud Provisioning and Governance Codebase, CPG. That's a more technical way to manage cloud resources in ServiceNow. So even though CSC has this more simplified interface, it's still helpful to understand some of those CPG concepts, especially for things like troubleshooting or customizations. It's like, you know, knowing a little bit about how car engines work.
Yeah. Even if you don't plan on rebuilding one yourself.
Exactly. Just understanding the basics can help you diagnose problems.
That makes sense. What else should we keep in mind?
Scope is really important. In ServiceNow in general, remember, scope determines what data you can see and what you can do. So you need to make sure that you have the right scope when you're working with CSC, because it can affect what you see and what actions you can take. It's like having different levels of access within CSC.
Ah, I see. Different permissions for different users. Okay. And finally, any security considerations, especially in environments that are kind of locked down.
Yeah. definitely. You'll want to review those out-of-the-box CSE templates and maybe make some adjustments so that they align with your specific security requirements. They're a great starting point, but you might need to tweak things, especially in a very controlled environment.
So CSE gives you the tools, but you're still the architect of your security. It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Right. It's always a good idea to review those templates and make sure that they meet your specific needs, especially when it comes to security.
Great advice. Well, this has been a fascinating look at Cloud Services Catalog. It seems like it can really, really simplify cloud operations.
Absolutely. And we're just scratching the surface here. There's so much more to explore with CSE, especially as it, you know, evolves and gets integrated with other ServiceNow products.
Yeah. We've only just begun to explore the depths of CSE. Luckily, we have more of your questions to answer. Let's dive back in.
Looks like you're curious about what happens if, like, a cloud resource request hits a snag during provisioning.
The real world.
Yeah.
Where things don't always go as planned. What happens when there are hiccups with CSE?
Right. Because technology isn't perfect. Let's face it. The notes from that Beers with Engineers session, they mentioned that CSE has a pretty robust error handling process. So if a request does run into a problem, it automatically generates a catalog task, and that task goes to the right fulfillment team.
Oh, okay. So you're not just left stranded if something goes wrong.
Exactly. It's like having a safety net for your cloud deployments. Speaking of support, the engineers also talked about the importance of using existing cloud provisioning and governance CPG training and documentation.
Right, which makes sense because CPG is kind of the foundation that CSE is built on top of.
Right. So even though CSE has a more user-friendly interface, understanding those core CPG concepts is still valuable. It's like knowing a little bit about how a car engine works.
Yeah. Even if you don't plan on rebuilding it yourself.
Exactly. It can help you with troubleshooting and even customizing things.
The CSE is making things easier, but it's not sacrificing the power and the flexibility that more technical users might need.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So what about the day-to-day management of resources? Once they're provisioned through CSE, it seems like those stacks play a pretty big role here too.
Oh, they absolutely do. Once a stack is provisioned, you can do all sorts of things with it, right? From the ServiceNow platform, it's like managing a fleet of vehicles, you know. You can start and stop resources within a stack. Like say you have a development server that you only need during business hours. You can schedule it to shut down at night and start up again in the morning.
Oh, so that's a good way to manage costs then. You're not paying for resources you're not using.
Exactly. And you can also modify the lease on a stack. Like if a project gets extended, you can adjust the lease duration. And it can even go through an approval process if you need that.
So CSE is helping you manage the entire lifecycle of your cloud resources, not just that initial provisioning.
Right, exactly. And if you need to decommission resources, you can do that from the same interface.
It's like a one-stop shop for all your cloud resource needs.
Yeah.
That's nice. So CSE is aiming to provide a single pane of glass to manage all your cloud resources. Okay, what about cost management? Because cloud costs can spiral out of control if you're not careful.
Absolutely, and that's another area where CSE really shines. It gives you this global view of all your provision stacks, who owns them, their status, and their associated costs.
Okay, so it's like a financial dashboard for your cloud environment. You can see exactly where your money's going.
Exactly. You can see where your cloud budget is going and drill down into individual stacks for more detailed cost breakdowns.
That level of visibility is pretty crucial for making smart decisions about your cloud spending, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. It's about giving you those insights so you can optimize your cloud costs and make sure you're getting the most bang for your buck, so to speak.
Right. So it helps you avoid any unpleasant surprises when that bill comes.
Exactly. Now, you mentioned metadata magic earlier. Can you remind me how CSE uses that to kind of simplify things?
Sure. Remember those intelligent filters we talked about? Well, CSE actually lets you embed metadata directly into your cloud templates. So that could be like your Terraform templates, CloudFormation templates, Azure Resource Manager templates, whatever you're using.
Yeah.
And CSC reads that metadata and uses it to create those dynamic filtering options in your catalog items.
Oh, right. So it's like CSC anticipates what you need and narrows down those choices for you so you're not overwhelmed with a ton of options.
Exactly. And it helps reduce the risk of errors, especially for people who might not be cloud experts. It guides them along the way. Now, speaking of keeping things up to date, let's talk a little bit more about this infrastructure as code discovery or IAC discovery.
Right. This is another way CSE helps you keep things streamlined, ISC Discovery lets CSC pull in those updates to your cloud templates automatically. So whether you're using Terraform, CloudFormation, or any other format, CSC stays in sync with what's going on in your cloud environment.
Okay, that's really helpful. So if my team makes changes to a Terraform template, for example, I don't have to manually update anything in CSC.
Nope. IAC Discovery takes care of that for you.
That's pretty amazing. So what are some things to be aware of when you're using IAC Discovery? Are there any gotchas we should watch out for?
Well, one thing the engineers stressed was the importance of scope. Remember, scope determines what you can see and do within ServiceNow. Make sure you have the right scope to work with CSC and IAC Discovery effectively.
Right. It's like having the right permissions to access certain files or folders on your computer.
Exactly. And another thing to consider is those out-of-the-box CSC templates. They're a great starting point, but you might need to tweak them to match your organization's specific security policies.
Especially if you're in a very locked-down environment.
Exactly. It's always best to double-check those templates with your security team before you go live with them, just to be on the safe side.
So CSC gives you the tools, but you're still responsible for making sure everything is secure. It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Right. Security is an ongoing process.
Now, let's go back to that story about the 45-minute CI/CD pipeline integration. It sounds almost too good to be true.
I know. 45 minutes to automate your infrastructure provisioning. It's incredible. It just shows how developer-friendly CSC is. And a lot of that has to do with two key things, API Explorer and that CMP order table, which, as we discussed, is really called cloud orchestrations now.
Right. So can you walk us through how they use those tools to pull off that integration so quickly?
Sure. The engineer used API Explorer, which is a tool built right into ServiceNow, to figure out how to interact with CSC's API. They used it to experiment with different API calls and figure out how to structure the data correctly. It's a really powerful tool for developers.
So it's like a playground where you can test out different API commands without worrying about breaking anything.
Mm, exactly. And once they understood how the API worked, they could use the cloud orchestrations table to see real-world examples of how those API calls were used in the past. This table stores a copy of every cloud item requested through CSC, along with the JSON payload used for that request. It's like a cheat sheet for building integrations with CSC.
Oh, I see. So they could look at a previous request for the type of resources they needed, grab the JSON payload, and just adapt it for their own integration.
Exactly. They didn't have to reinvent the wheel. They just had to tweak a few things to meet their specific needs. It's a great example of working smarter, not harder.
That's a great story. Now, I know that CSC is part of a larger set of ServiceNow capabilities called Cloud Accelerate. Could you tell me a bit more about Cloud Accelerate and how it fits into the overall ServiceNow ecosystem?
Sure. Think of Cloud Accelerate as your one-stop shop for accelerating your cloud journey. It's a suite of tools within ServiceNow that's specifically designed for managing and optimizing your cloud environments. And yes, CSC is a key part of that suite.
So what else is included in Cloud Accelerate? Besides CSC, of course.
Well, there's Cloud Migration Assessment, which helps you plan and execute your cloud migrations more effectively. There's also Cloud Account Management, which gives you a centralized way to manage all your cloud accounts and subscriptions. And then there's Cloud Configuration Governance, which helps ensure that your cloud resources are configured securely and comply with all the relevant policies and regulations.
Wow, that's quite a lot. It sounds like Cloud Accelerate covers a pretty broad range of cloud management needs.
It does, and it's all built right into the ServiceNow platform. So you can leverage all your existing ServiceNow processes and workflows to manage your cloud environment.
That's a huge advantage.
Yeah.
It means you don't have to learn a whole new set of tools or deal with complex integrations.
Exactly. It's all about making things simpler and more efficient.
Now, I know the engineers were pretty excited about a new Discovery Admin workspace that's coming out in the San Diego release. Can you tell me more about that? How does it improve the cloud discovery experience?
The Discovery Admin workspace is basically a new interface for managing and troubleshooting cloud discovery. It's like a central command center where you can see the status of your discovery processes, analyze logs, and access documentation. It's designed to be much more user-friendly than the previous interface.
So it's all about making cloud discovery easier to manage and troubleshoot. What are some of the key benefits it brings?
Well, for starters, it has a much more intuitive and visual layout. It's much easier to find what you need, and there are enhanced visualization capabilities so you can quickly see the status of your discoveries and spot any potential issues.
So you can be more proactive about addressing those issues.
Exactly. And the engineers were really excited about the fact that it includes links to relevant community articles and recordings of those Beers with Engineers sessions right within the workspace.
Oh, wow. So it's like having a built-in help desk for cloud discovery.
Pretty much. And it also has some really nice self-service features like guided troubleshooting workflows and a knowledge base of common issues and solutions. So users can often resolve problems on their own without having to contact support.
That's a great way to empower users and free up your support team to focus on more complex issues. It sounds like the Discovery Admin Workspace is a really valuable addition to the ServiceNow Cloud Management Toolkit.
It is. It's just another example of how ServiceNow is constantly innovating and improving its cloud capabilities.
They're definitely committed to making the cloud experience as smooth and seamless as possible. Now, I noticed you had a question about what happens if a cloud resource request goes sideways, so to speak.
Yeah. You know, things don't always go perfectly in the world of technology. I'm just curious what happens when there's a hiccup during provisioning. Does CSC just throw its hands up in the air and say, I give up?
Not at all. It sounds like you're asking about CSC's error handling process.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I've gleaned from the Beers with Engineers notes, it looks like they've got that covered pretty well.
That's reassuring. So what exactly happens when a request runs into a problem?
Well, when a cloud resource request hits a snag, CSC automatically generates a catalog task and routes it to the appropriate fulfillment team. So it's like having a dedicated team of troubleshooters standing by, ready to jump in and fix things when they go wrong.
So you're not left hanging if something goes wrong. There's a process in place to address those issues and get things back on track.
Exactly. And while we're on the topic of support, the engineers also highlighted the importance of leveraging existing cloud provisioning and governance, CPG, training, and documentation. Remember, CPG is the foundation on which CSC is built. So even though CSC has a more user-friendly interface, understanding those core CPG concepts can be really helpful, especially if you need to troubleshoot or customize things.
Right. It's like knowing a little bit about how a car engine works, even if you don't plan on rebuilding it yourself. It can help you diagnose problems and communicate more effectively with the people who can fix them.
I like that analogy. It's about empowering yourself with knowledge, even if you're not a deep technical expert.
Yeah.
I'm curious about the day-to-day management of those resources once they're provisioned through CSC. What kind of control do you have over those resources?
Once you've provisioned a stack through CSC, you have a whole range of actions you can perform, all from the ServiceNow platform. You can start and stop resources within a stack, just like you would with applications on your computer.
That's pretty impressive. It's like having a remote control for your cloud environment.
Exactly. And you can do more than just turn things on and off. You can modify the lease duration for a stack. Say a project gets extended and you need those resources for a longer period of time. You can adjust the lease right there in ServiceNow.
So CSC helps you adapt to those changing circumstances. And what happens when you no longer need those resources?
Decommissioning is just as easy. You can do that from the same interface you used to provision them. It's all about managing the entire lifecycle of your cloud resources, from provisioning to decommissioning, all from one place.
That streamlined approach is great. Now, how does CSC help you keep track of those cloud costs, which, let's face it, can get out of hand pretty quickly if you're not careful?
That's another area where CSC really excels. It gives you a global view of all the stacks provisioned across your organization, showing you who owns them, their current status, and most importantly, their costs. Think of it like a financial dashboard for your cloud environment.
Okay, so you can see exactly where your cloud budget is going and identify any potential areas where you might be overspending.
Exactly. And you can drill down into individual stacks to see more detailed cost breakdowns.
That granular level of detail is really helpful for making informed decisions about your cloud spending.
Absolutely. Now, can you remind me how that metadata magic we talked about earlier works?
Sure. Remember those intelligent filters we discussed? The ones that dynamically narrow down your choices based on your previous selections? Well, those filters are powered by metadata embedded directly into your cloud templates, like Terraform or CloudFormation templates. CSC reads that metadata and uses it to create those dynamic filtering options in your catalog item.
So it's like CSC is anticipating your needs and making sure you don't get bogged down with irrelevant options.
Exactly. It streamlines the whole process and helps reduce the risk of errors.
Especially for users who might not be cloud experts.
Right. Speaking of streamlining, let's talk about infrastructure as code, IAC discovery again.
IaC Discovery is a key feature of CSC that allows it to automatically ingest updates to your cloud templates. So if your team makes changes to a Terraform template, for example, those changes are automatically reflected in CSC.
That eliminates the need for any manual updates, which is great. But are there any potential pitfalls to be aware of when using IaC Discovery?
One thing to be mindful of is scope. Make sure you have the right scope within ServiceNow to work with CSC and IaC Discovery effectively. Otherwise, you might not be able to see or do everything you need to.
It's like having the right permissions to access certain files or folders on your computer. Okay. What about security? Are there any specific security considerations with IaC Discovery?
Well, because IaC Discovery automatically pulls in changes from your templates, you need to make sure those templates are secure and comply with your organization's security policies. It's always a good idea to have your security team review any templates before using them with IaC Discovery.
So security is a shared responsibility, even when you're using a tool like CSC. Now, I want to revisit that amazing story about integrating CSC with a CI/CD pipeline in just 45 minutes. It's remarkable how quickly they were able to achieve that.
It is. It really shows how developer-friendly CSC is. And a big part of that success was due to two key tools, API Explorer and the Cloud Orchestrations Table.
Right. API Explorer and the Cloud Orchestrations Table, which some people mistakenly call the CMP Order Table. Can you break down how they used those tools to accomplish that integration so quickly?
Sure. They started with API Explorer, which is a built-in tool within ServiceNow that allows developers to kind of play around with the platform's various REST APIs. They used it to figure out how to interact with CSC programmatically and structure their API calls correctly.
So it's like a sandbox where they could test out different commands without worrying about breaking anything.
Exactly. And then they turn to the Cloud Orchestrations Table, which, as we discussed, stores a copy of every cloud item requested through CSC, along with the JSON payload that was used. So it's like having a collection of real-world examples to work from.
They could look at a previous request for the type of resources they needed, grab the JSON payload, and adapt it for their integration. That's incredibly efficient.
Exactly. It's all about working smarter, not harder. And that's something that ServiceNow does really well.
Now, I know that CSC is part of a larger set of ServiceNow capabilities known as Cloud Accelerate. Can you tell me more about Cloud Accelerate and how it fits into the overall ServiceNow platform?
Cloud Accelerate is a suite of solutions within ServiceNow designed to help organizations accelerate their cloud journey. It's like a toolbox filled with everything you need to manage your cloud environments effectively. CSC is a key part of that toolbox, but it's not the only tool.
What other tools are included in Cloud Accelerate?
Well, there's Cloud Migration Assessment, which helps you plan and execute your cloud migrations more smoothly. There's also Cloud Account Management, which gives you a centralized place to manage all your cloud accounts and subscriptions. And then there's Cloud Configuration Governance, which helps ensure that your cloud resources are configured securely and comply with all the relevant policies and regulations.
It sounds like Cloud Accelerate covers a lot of ground.
It does, and it's all integrated seamlessly into the ServiceNow platform, so you can leverage your existing ServiceNow processes and workflows to manage your cloud environment.
That integrated approach is a huge advantage. It simplifies things and saves you a lot of time and effort. Now, before we wrap things up, I want to touch on something we mentioned earlier, the new Discovery Admin workspace that's coming out in the San Diego release. Can you tell me more about it and how it improves the cloud discovery experience?
The Discovery Admin workspace is a new, more user-friendly interface for managing and troubleshooting cloud discovery. It's like a central hub where you can see everything that's going on with your discoveries, analyze logs, and access documentation.
So it's designed to make cloud discovery easier and more efficient.
Exactly. It's much more intuitive and visual than the previous interface, and it has some really cool new features.
What kind of features?
Well, for example, it includes direct links to relevant community articles and recordings of those Beers with Engineers sessions right within the workspace.
Oh, that's a nice touch. It's like having a built-in help desk for cloud discovery.
Right. And it also has some helpful self-service features like guided troubleshooting workflows and a knowledge base of common issues and solutions. So users can often solve problems on their own without having to contact support.
It sounds like the Discovery Admin workspace is a valuable addition to the ServiceNow Cloud Management Toolkit.
It is, and it's a great example of how ServiceNow is always looking for ways to improve its products and make the cloud experience better for its users.
They're definitely committed to innovation. Now, before we move on to our final set of questions, I noticed you had one more question about what happens if a cloud resource request encounters a problem. What are you wondering about?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious, what happens if, like, a request for a cloud resource runs into a problem? Like, does it just stop or what?
You're wondering about CSC's error handling process. It's a good question. Because things don't always go perfectly in technology, right? But from what I saw in the Beers with Engineers notes, CSC has a really robust system for handling errors.
That's good to hear. What happens specifically?
Okay, so when a cloud resource request hits a snag, CSC will automatically generate a catalog task. And then it routes that task to the right fulfillment team. So it's like having this built-in safety net. It catches those errors and makes sure they're addressed pretty quickly.
So someone's always there to help if something goes wrong.
Exactly. You're not just left hanging. While we're on the topic of support, I remember the engineers also emphasized how important it is to use the existing cloud provisioning and governance, CPG, training, and documentation.
Right. Because CPG is really the foundation that CSC is built on, right?
That's right. So even though CSC has this simpler interface, it's still a good idea to understand some of those CPG concepts. It can be super helpful for troubleshooting or customizing things. It's kind of like knowing a little bit about how car engines work.
Right, even if you're not a mechanic.
Exactly. Just understanding the basics can help you figure out what's going on if there's a problem.
Okay.
So shifting gears a bit, what about managing those resources once they're actually running? What kind of control does CSC give you over those provisioned resources?
Oh, you have a lot of control. Once a stack is provisioned, you can do a lot of things right from the ServiceNow platform. Like you can start and stop resources within a stack, just like you would with applications on your computer.
So it's kind of like having a remote control for your cloud environment. That's pretty cool.
Exactly. And it's not just about turning things on and off. You can also change the lease duration for a stack. Say a project gets extended and you need to use those resources for longer than you initially planned, you can adjust that lease right in ServiceNow.
So CSC makes it easy to adapt to those changing needs. What happens when you don't need those resources anymore?
Decommissioning them is just as straightforward. You can do that from the same interface. So it's really about managing the whole life cycle of your cloud resources, from the initial provisioning all the way to decommissioning, and all of that is done from one place.
That's a great example of how CSC streamlines cloud management. It's all about simplicity and efficiency. Speaking of efficiency, how does CSC help you keep track of all those cloud costs? Because as we all know, those costs can really add up if you're not careful.
Yeah, and that's another area where CSC really excels. It gives you this global view of all the stacks that have been provisioned across your whole organization. You can see who owns them, what their status is, and most importantly, how much they're costing you.
So it's like having a financial dashboard for your entire cloud environment.
Exactly. You can see exactly where your cloud budget is going, and you can drill down into individual stacks to see more detailed cost breakdowns.
That kind of visibility is crucial for making smart decisions about your cloud spending. Okay, one last time. Remind me about that metadata magic. How does that work?
Sure. You know those intelligent filters we talked about? The ones that narrow down your choices based on what you selected before? Well, those filters are powered by metadata that's embedded in your cloud templates, like your Terraform or CloudFormation template.
Yeah.
CSC can read that metadata, and then it uses that to create those dynamic filtering options in your catalog items.
So it's like CSC is thinking ahead and making sure you only see the options that are relevant to you.
Right. It makes the whole process a lot smoother. Now, one more time. For good measure, can you remind me about IAC Discovery?
Of course. IAC Discovery is this really cool feature of CSC that allows it to automatically bring in updates to your cloud templates. So if your team makes changes to a Terraform template, for example, CSC automatically picks up those changes.
So you don't have to manually update anything in CSC. That's super convenient. Are there any things to be aware of when using IAC Discovery, though?
Yes, definitely. One thing to keep in mind is scope. Make sure you have the correct scope within ServiceNow to work with CSC in IAC Discovery. Because if you don't, you might not be able to see or do everything you need to. It's like having the right permissions to access certain files on your computer.
Makes sense.
And what about security with IAC Discovery?
That's a great question. Since IAC Discovery automatically pulls in those changes from your templates, you have to make sure those templates are secure and that they comply with your organization's security policies. It's always a good idea to have your security team look over any templates before using them with IAC Discovery.
Okay, good to know. So CSC is powerful, but it's important to use it responsibly.
Exactly. Now let's talk about this story one more time. The one where they integrated CSC with a CI/CD pipeline in just 45 minutes? That's incredible.
I know, right? It's a perfect example of how developer-friendly CSC is. And a big part of that success was using two specific tools, API Explorer and the Cloud Orchestrations Table, which a lot of people still call the CMP order table.
Right. Can you break down how they used those tools to achieve that super fast integration?
Sure. They used API Explorer first, which is a tool that's built into ServiceNow. It lets developers test out different API calls and see how they work without actually changing anything.
So it's like a safe space to experiment with the CSE API.
Exactly. And once they understood how the API worked, they used the Cloud Orchestrations Table. That table stores a copy of every cloud item requested through CSE, including the JSON payload that was used for each request.
Oh, that's so smart. So they could see how the API was used in real-world examples and just adapt those examples for their own needs.
Exactly. It's about working smarter, not harder.
I love that. Okay. Now that we've explored the ins and outs of Cloud Services Catalog, let's zoom out a bit and talk about Cloud Accelerate. What exactly is Cloud Accelerate, and where does it fit into the ServiceNow world?
Cloud Accelerate is a suite of solutions, all within ServiceNow, designed to help organizations accelerate their cloud journey, so to speak. It's like a toolbox, but for managing your cloud environments from start to finish. And CSC is a key part of that toolbox.
Makes sense. So Cloud Accelerate is like the bigger picture. What else is in that toolbox?
Well, you've got things like Cloud Migration Assessment, which helps you plan and execute those migrations more effectively. There's Cloud Account Management for managing all your accounts and subscriptions. And there's Cloud Configuration Governance to help ensure that everything is secure and compliant.
So it's really a comprehensive suite of tools, all designed to help organizations get the most out of their cloud investments.
That's right. And it's all seamlessly integrated into the ServiceNow platform. So you can manage your cloud environment using the same processes and workflows you already use for everything else.
That's a big advantage. It means less complexity and less training for everyone. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into Cloud Services Catalog and the world of ServiceNow Cloud Management.
It has. We've covered so much. We've talked about how CSC streamlines provisioning, enhances visibility, helps manage costs, and even automates tasks.
We've also explored the importance of things like metadata, scope, and security. And we've seen some real-world examples of how organizations are using CSC to simplify their cloud operations. Of course, how easy it can be to integrate CSC with your existing tools and processes.
Right. Like those CI/CD pipelines.
Exactly. So whether you're just starting your cloud journey or you're already a seasoned cloud professional, we hope this deep dive has given you some valuable insights into how ServiceNow's Cloud Services Catalog can help you manage your cloud environment more effectively.
And remember, this is just the beginning. The world of cloud computing is constantly evolving.
And ServiceNow is right there on the leading edge, developing new and innovative solutions to help organizations make the most of the cloud. So keep exploring, keep asking questions, and stay curious. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.